Everyday English Lesson 17. Hello, listeners. I welcome you all once again to our program, Everyday English. I'd like us to go back to our study of the auxiliary verb would. This was interrupted yesterday by our discussion of the two words none and neither. We have referred to several uses of would so far. They are illustrated by these sentences.
He was considered a would-be artist.
I knew he would be charged with the offense.
Would you post these letters on your way back?
Would you have dinner with us and the group tonight?
I would hate to meet a group like that.
I would love to join you at a meal.
The word would can also be used when we want to talk about things which happened regularly in the past. Now, here is a simple example.
How is Mrs. Coomson? Do you hear much about her these days?
My aunt, you mean? She is old now. She rarely goes out.
My younger sister and I still have fond memories of her.
Did you live with her? Or did she have anything to do with your lives?
Quite a bit. My mother knew the family well when we were at Tamale. In those days, my mother spent a lot of time buying and selling in the outlying villages.
And did she do this with my aunt?
Not exactly, but your aunt would come to our house and spend hours with us children when my mother was away.
She must have left a lot of impression on you.
She certainly did.
And, of course, you were impressionable considering your age.
She would visit us at unexpected and unusual times when Mama was away. And she would bring us lots of goodies, cakes, sweets, different kinds of fruit. Those are the things that mattered to us most in those days, of course.
And looking back, what do you think?
You mean, how do we feel about her? Very fond memories we still cherish about her. This is not to say Mama always approved of her indulging our childish tastes.
And how did your mother react? What would she say when she came home? Take two. And how did your mother react? What would she say when she came back home?
She would at first pretend it was all right. But after a while, when she felt she had sufficiently salved her conscience for leaving us kids alone for a whole day, she would advise us against the danger in eating too many sweets.
She would. She would actually do that?
Ajo, she would say, eating a whole box of toffees doesn't do you much good. Not very good for your soul, neither of you.
In this dialogue, we've heard several examples of the uses of would to refer to activities and events which occurred repeatedly or often in the past. For example,
Ajo, she would say, eating a whole box of toffees doesn't do you much good, not good for your soul.
She would say, eating a whole box of chocolates. This was something her mother said in the past and repeatedly. And she did not say it once, but several times. She said this each time she had the opportunity to say so. Observe the use of the auxiliary verb would for this purpose. Would then, when used with a meaning or this meaning, is equivalent to the expression Used to. Here's another example.
She would actually do that?
She would actually do that? You mean she used to do that? Was it a practice to do that in the past? Here's another example.
And she would bring us lots of goodies.
And she would bring us lots of goodies. One of the things that she frequently did in the past was to bring us lots of goodies. Would is equivalent to used to in such sentences.
She would visit us both at expected and unusual times.
She would visit us both at unexpected and unusual times. It was her practice to visit us when we expected her and when we did not.
She used to visit us at expected and unusual times.
Now, listeners, we're going to listen to the dialogue once more. So listen carefully.
How is Mrs. Coomson? Do you hear much about her these days?
My aunt, you mean? She is old now. She rarely goes out.
My younger sister and I still have fond memories of her.
Did you live with her? Or did she have anything to do with your lives?
Quite a bit. My mother knew the family well when we were at Tamale. In those days, my mother spent a lot of time buying and selling in the outlying villages.
And did she do this with my aunt?
Not exactly. But your aunt would come to our house and spend hours with us children when my mother was away.
She must have left a lot of impression on you.
She certainly did.
And, of course, you were impressionable considering your age.
She would visit us at expected and unusual times when Mama was away. And she would bring us lots of goodies, cakes, sweets, different kinds of fruits. Those are the things that mattered to us most in those days, of course.
And looking back, what do you think?
You mean how do we feel about her? Very fond memories we still cherish about her. This is not to say Mama always approved of her indulging our childish tastes.
And how did your mother react? What would she say when she came back home?
She would at first pretend it was all right, but after a while, when she felt she had sufficiently salved her conscience for leaving us kids alone for a whole day, she would advise us against the danger in eating too many sweets.
She would. She would actually do that?
Ajo, she would say. Eating a whole box of toffees doesn't do you much good. Not very good for your soul. Neither of you.
Thank you. That's all we have time for, listeners. Do join us again tomorrow, if you can. Until then, it's goodbye from us.